Falcon fans, Falcon fans, Falcon fans, and of course, good old Falcon fans. T Wills here, one time for the fan. You already know what it is. Episode 191, checking in. One time for the fan. You know we love talking Falcons football, man. We are back and feeling good, feeling great. I must say, T Will, as we get ready, 24 hours away.
24 hours draft.
I don't know. I just can't. I might flip this table over right now.
I hear that, man. It's table flipping season, brother. I hear that.
T-Will, how you doing over there, brother?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. All is well. I'm just as excited about this Falcons draft, I guess, as anyone else, as all of our great fans who are joining us in this chat. And just say, man, ready to rock and roll. Looking forward to see what we do. Looking forward to see the moves we make. Looking forward to see the moves we don't make. So, yeah, that's where I am with it. And, hey, man, without further ado, you know, we've been gone a little while. So,
yeah,
we're glad to see everybody. Yeah. Let's get to it, Jack. What say you?
Oh, welcome back, everybody, to the chat. Welcome back to the channel. Had a little week vacation off. So some of y'all that follow me on social media outside of One Time for the Fan, y'all already know. I was out the country having a good time, but still talking Falcons football. Got a chance to post a short on YouTube, too, as well, congratulating Matt Ryan, which we'll talk about here tonight shortly. And also we did some other content creator stuff, too, as well, which is actually pretty cool. So all the fans in the chat, definitely head over to the YouTube channel and check that out. But it's a chain of content creators that put together some really cool pretty much predictions of who the Falcons could select. And everybody just having a good time with it. So we was in our own space putting these videos together. So if anybody wants to go check that out, it's on YouTube. You can look up hashtag Rise Up Content Creators, or you can go check out Smitty's page. You can go check out Berto's page. You can check out Pound for Pound's page, Country's page. There's a lot of pages here you can go check out. I'll post all the information too as well, so you guys can get a chance to follow the chain. But otherwise than that, we had a little week off here. So I know the chat is live. Know the chat is lit. We do have some things to talk about because why? It's 24 hours away from draft night here. And I know Falcon fans are excited about what is going to happen here in a matter of hours because, Terry, we've talked about this for weeks. We've talked about this for months. And even when we're not live on the channel, we talk about it in the chat all the time about what the Falcons can do with the draft. Right.
Yeah,
and now we're just hours away from making it happen. And the rumors, the mocks, everything. You won't have to worry about that no more, Falcon fans. This weekend will tell a lot about which direction this Falcons team could be going. Of course, with these rookies. Right. Because we are putting together a pretty good roster here, Terry. Right.
Yeah, we are.
When you're bringing in these rookies, this talented group of rookies, this whole from the first round all the way to the seventh round. I'm talking about you have some talent that I'm sure the Falcons have done a great job scouting, and they know who's going to come in here to help put the pieces to the puzzle to get us to the next level. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight. We might even mention the 2016 team too as well, which Raheem mentioned on the call today to the fans. So if any season ticket holders, I don't know if they sent this to all the fans. I believe it was a season ticket holder thing. But when I got the call, I totally forgot about it. But I was like, shit, we're going live at 8 o'clock and Raheem's talking to Dave Archer at 6. Hell yeah, we're going to talk about it. That's the good thing about having a podcast here. It just builds content. So for the Falcon fans here in the chat, hit that like, hit that share, hit that subscribe button. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. And of course, we're a lot of other places too as well. So definitely hashtag one timers, hashtag OTFTF. You already know we in the chat. You know we know we live, we lit. If you're watching, if you're listening, go ahead and comment in the chat. There's probably some Falcon fans here that you already know. So if you're here for the first time, you ain't checking in, drop a comment, drop a like, drop a share. You know what I'm saying? We got so much to talk about. Terry?
Yes, sir.
We might be here a little bit longer than an hour because we missed a week. So we want to go ahead and get that out the way first for Falcon fans that's expecting the 8 to 9 slot. Nah, this is the pre-draft show because tomorrow night, we're back.
It's
with
up.
A live draft show.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be about 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
So we got some special guests that's going to be stopping by talking to us. We got some Falcon fans live at the draft. We got Falcon fans live at the draft on the floor talking to us tomorrow night here with One Time for the Fan. And of course, we might have some pop-up shows throughout the weekend too as well. And we've done this before, so we are prepared for the 3.5 hour show. Scott Karisik a couple weeks ago prepared us for the 3.5 hour show.
He did.
Such a great guest.
Yes, he did. Hey, Scott, big shout out to Scott, wherever you are, buddy. Really appreciate that.
I even heard there's a Bodie sighting tomorrow. I heard that there's apparently a Bodie sighting tomorrow here on One Time for the Fan. Of course, you know, Bodie's enjoying his offseason, so.
It's
going down in a major way. Chase, DFU, big shout out to Chase too as well. I believe they're going to be live as well.
What's up, Chase?
Content creators are going to be live tomorrow, man. So definitely step by here on One Time for the Fan. Come talk to us. Come chat with us. We already sipping, man. Back on the Tito's, man.
I hear that. Yeah, man. Bodie gets after it. I can't wait to see Bodie. That dude's hilarious. I can't. He's fun because, you know, he has no filter. So whatever's going through his mind, it's coming out. And hey, man, I love that dude.
One time for the one time. Falcon fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Let's get straight to it. Raheem the Dream talks to the fans today, right? And for the fans that got a chance to listen to the call, for the fans that didn't get a chance to listen to the call, I got some quick notes here, but it was about a 30-minute call with Dave Archer. And they took some questions too as well. I'm guessing the questions had to be submitted in advance. That's usually how the Falcons do it with their season ticket holders. But he touched on a lot of things, man, when it comes to where this Falcons team could go. What is the elite process with Kurt, Raheem? Yeah. What's up, Terry? You good?
We got a question.
Oh, yeah. Deshaun, he said, what's up, one-timers? Question. Eminem's 8 Mile is named after a road in Wick City.
Detroit, right?
Yeah.
That's Detroit.
That's what he's after.
Yeah, okay. I thought so. Okay.
He's trying to go ahead. He's trying to stomp us early. Usually he brings, you know, some type of lyric from a team from a singer or a group from back in the day. He tries to stomp us. He tried to stomp us right here because the draft is in Detroit. I love the question already, Deshaun. Big shout out to Deshaun Coswell in the chat. You got
Atlanta Falcons. Appreciate you.
In the chat. Let's try to catch up to the fans, Terry, because this is the hard part.
Let's do it.
95 North is in the chat.
What's up? Birdo, what's up, man? How we doing, man? All well? All good?
Carlton Brunson. Carlton,
what's up, man?
Quentin Lavender's in the chat.
What's up, Q?
Lisa Shepard's in the chat. Lisa, check your
messages. Shepard. Hey, Miss Lisa. How you doing, Miss Lisa?
Big shout out to Lisa Shepard. Blocking Dirty's in the building. DSGB Hall. What? My eyes have deceived me.
What's up? DSGB, what's up, man? What's going on? How goes it out there on the West Coast, brother? All well? Hope so.
Tito's good. I like it. Shout out to Chris in the chat. It's been a fun mock draft season, but I'm ready for it to be over. Chris.
Amen, Chris. Brother. Amen, Chris. Amen. Amen.
We're with you. And this 100%. Pre-draft show, we're going to get you prepared for it. Tomorrow night, we're going to get you prepared for it. A fan hit me up early, like, can you do a mock tonight? I wouldn't want to do that. I don't want to lose subscribers.
Yeah.
We're trying to gain them. But amen. It's good when you got fans that love this season because, Terry, it's the offseason, bro.
Yeah, it is. But, it is and it isn't because we've really had a consistent flow of content throughout this offseason, whether it was Kirk Cousins, whether it was the new coaching staff, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, the Belichick, I don't want to say scandal, but incident. So it's really been an active offseason, at least in my opinion. But, yeah, man, love it. It's good for us.
Big shout out to Dwayne Whiffen in the chat. Dwayne said, one time for the one time. Welcome back, brothers. 24 hours. Glad you enjoyed your vacation, Jack. You look great, brother. Hey, appreciate it, Deke, man. I appreciate it, bro.
I got a question about your vacation, Jack.
What's up, bro?
Do you mind if we share where you went? I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Went to Brazil.
You went to Brazil, right?
Yep.
So let me ask you a question. Did you run into Dom down there, right? And does he really live his life a quarter mile at a time? I just want to know, did you race? Did you lose some keys? Like, you know, what happened?
I'll tell you this. They definitely brought those cars to Brazil.
Okay.
They definitely brought those cars to Brazil. I don't know if they're hiding them somewhere in Brazil, but not what I saw. Dom did not run into Dom, but you definitely ran into some Fast and the Furious driving mother. I tell you.
That's what's up.
The way they cut up on the road out there, there are some streets out there with no lanes, and they just kind of just zigzagging and out of traffic. And of course, some areas too as well. You know, they got the favelas, so you can't go into certain areas without having escorts, like police escort, like follow you through, or you know, they stop you at a checkpoint, let you know that, do you want to go into this area? Are you sure you want to do this? Because some areas, you know, it's real deal. Like outside of Atlanta, outside of this, what's going on here in America? Some real shit going on around the world. You know, yeah. But then again, they have their tourism side, beautiful beaches. It's their fall season right now, so the water's cold as hell. I wouldn't advise getting in the water. But some people are, you know, swimming out there. But soccer, too, as well. Got a chance to check out some live soccer out there. And, of course, it's football, you know, for them. But they take it. It's a passion. It is their 24-7. Everywhere you sit down, everywhere you watch TV, everywhere you eat your food, there is going to be some type of football game on. I ain't talking about American football. They're talking about football. They're playing their D1, D2 clubs. Got a chance to meet up with some of the esporters out there too as well, because I'm in the big esports community. So I got a chance to see how they operate, because what we're trying to do here in North America is just kind of be on a bigger scale of things. But it was just an ultimate experience of just great food, beautiful weather, no rain, not once. But you get a chance to check out their culture too as well. They party till 4 or 5 in the morning. I met a bunch of Falcon fans out there too. On a level of they saw that we was from Atlanta, because we had on our Falcons gear, Braves gear. And of course they'll come over and say, "Oh, Atlanta Falcons, yeah, we know about the Falcons. You guys got Kirk Cousins, right?" Like, oh, once you heard Kirk Cousins, it was like, you're a fan. I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, because that's going, you know, down the line of, they don't have to mention Kirk Cousins. There's other teams that's winning out there, you know, and for them to pay attention to them. Yeah, for them to pay attention to American sports. They, one guy congratulated my hat. He's like, "I love the colors, man. You guys just continue to, you know, just rock it in the NFL, man." So it's pretty cool, man, when you get a chance to get outside of your environment and go see everybody else's way of living, you know. But if you guys go out there, of course, the Falcons probably will be playing out there sometime, and we was out there near that area too as well. So just definitely be safe and watch your surroundings, because there are some sketchy parts too as well. But yeah, for Falcon fans in the chat, man, we back. We're talking Falcons football. We live. And of course, if you go look at the YouTube video when I posted my content creator shout out to whoever the Falcons are drafting, I was on the beach in Brazil, so you get a chance to go see how it was too as well. But let's get to what Raheem was talking about.
Let's do it.
I want fans to really enjoy this podcast tonight, because we're going to get you ready for draft here. I'm watching Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft right now, and they're just getting you ready too as well on NFL Network. So we're going to do it here on One Time for the Fan. Raheem talked about the elite process decision with Kirk, right? Operating in the pocket, how he moves through his progressions and gets the ball to his teammates. That was just one of the things that Raheem talked about today, the elite processing situation that Zach Robinson had mentioned. Terry, Raheem is standing by what he believes in. He hasn't switched up to talk about Kirk Cousins. It's pretty much like he's reading from a script here. But the elite process with Kirk Cousins, is he true on that? Is it correct about his operating decisions in the pocket, how he moves through his progressions to get the balls to his team, to his teammates? Is that Kirk Cousins?
I would say so. I mean, averaging 4,500 yards a year, I would say you would have to be a processor to achieve that. You know, we've and I'm not going to take any shots, but we have seen for the past couple of years what it looks like when you are not an elite processor. And that's probably going to be, you know, I'd say under 2,500, maybe under 2,300 yards. So there's no way you get to 4,500 yards a year without being able to discern defenses and ascertain where to throw the ball. So I would say, yeah, I would agree with that. He is an elite processor. And hey, man, look at the Vikings. They hated to lose him, especially Justin Jefferson. So, you know, I wouldn't imagine all these guys would have this undying love for him if he wasn't an elite processor.
Falcon fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Big shout out to Michael Nolan's in the chat. You look refreshed, man. Hey, I'm back drinking Tito's. So I guess
Tito's.
They had no Tito's out there too as well. You got to drink what they drink. But when you're hearing Raheem talk about Kirk Cousins, Terry, and for those in the chat, it gets fans feeling a little bit better about getting closer to the season, because there are some pictures coming out now of Kirk Cousins also working out with the team too as well, you know, so that's good as well. I think there was a picture I saw earlier with him handing the ball off to Algier. Of course, you know, Raheem's walking around the field too as well. So they have their meetings, right? Then they have their off-the-field workouts too as well. So that's actually pretty cool. Raheem also mentioning about the team-friendly deal with Terry as he went – not Terry, with Taylor Heinicke as he went talking about the quarterback room, saying that adding to the quarterback room of the future at some point. He didn't say right now. He said at some point you have to add the quarterback for your future, right? So for him to mention that on the call, Terry, does that mean it's quarterback at eight? Or does that mean that you're going to look for your quarterback now with what you get spent on Kirk Cousins? Or does Taylor Heinicke have a decent shot at being the backup and then they'll look for a quarterback down the line? Because right now, if you, I'm feeling like it's Kirk Cousins, right? I don't want to see the quarterback for the future drafted this year. Like if it's going to be the guy, if it's going to be, you know, an outstanding kid coming out in the top 10 draft, you got to move it for him in a couple years. That's super cool. But for right now, for what you can spend on Kirk Cousins, for what you believe Kirk Cousins can do, I'm not seeing that at eight. But he did mention you do have to draft the a quarterback of the future at some point. Yeah. Your thoughts on that, Terry?
I think unless you're unless in some in the world we don't live in, right, in the world of fantasy, if Caleb Williams drops to you, if Jaden Daniels drops to you, then, you know, okay. Other than that, no, I don't think you take a quarterback because you're in win now mode and you need an edge rusher. There are certain things you need to take you to that next level. You know, our offense looks like it's going to be really good. Looks like we could score 28 to 30 points a game. And our defense looks pretty good with the guys we have returning. It looks good. So you need an edge rusher. You need a cornerback. You might need a safety. But I just really don't see the Falcons drafting a quarterback in the first round. Number one, because the fans would go absolutely crazy. But number two, you really, I mean, you're going to sit him for 4 years? Like what's, you know, I don't think
if
that
Kurt pans out, you're going to sit him for 4 years.
Yeah. I don't think that that would be the best for the organization. So if they do select a quarterback, I don't think it'll be in the first round, maybe third, fourth, somewhere in there. And I'm fine with that because that guy's not going to start day one anyway. And it's understood he's going to hold a clipboard, sit down and learn. And I'm okay with that. You know,
what I took away was when he said adding to the QB room, which he had previously stated earlier this year. So you're going to add to the QB room. But then again, I think Taylor does have that shot at being QB too, just for the moment, how I'm looking at things right now with this team. It's just the one time for the fan vision of how I'm just looking at it, right? Different fans might have a different opinion. You might say, no, it's Penix at eight. All right, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's your opinion. We respect that. But for right now, for what I see, I don't see them adding the quarterback in the first round to be their future quarterback. But I do see somebody that they can maybe develop year two or maybe like round three, round four, if you want to take a shot at a QB. That's actually pretty decent. But Penix, possibly don't see that. Raheem also mentioned he thinks Terry and the staff did a great job adding pieces for Kirk, and they will continue adding via the draft. He said he wants to bring the 2016 back to how it feels, but he wants to finish the job. So hearing that, remember our team has some great players on that team. And also the rookies that we drafted that year, too, as well, made a major impact, too, as well, for the team, taking us and helping this team go to the Super Bowl, right? Great. So that just added to the mix of talent that we had on the roster. And if you're looking at this roster, Falcon fans, we're stacked on Grady Jarrett, David Amiot, A.J. Terrell, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Jesse Bates. Nate Lamon. You got to mention Nate Lamon.
Right, exactly. Troy Anderson,
Jake Matthews, Ellis, what's the guy's name? Chris Lindstrom.
Yeah,
Is it
Peyton Ellis?
Peyton Ellis.
Yeah. So we got a squad, and contingent upon the picks that we make, you know, hey, the sky's the limit. I'm not gonna claim Super Bowl, but I'm not gonna not claim Super Bowl. I'm just gonna say the sky's the limit, right? If we go in and get our edge rusher, if we go in and get our corner, if we go in and get, you know, our safety, and maybe you don't get a corner with the guys that they've signed, either one of them, especially King and or Hamilton, one of them could easily start, right? So maybe you don't go corner. I'm not saying that. I'm not starting any rumors. I'm saying that there are so many options that we have. If we do it right, we have a very good chance of not only making a playoff run and getting into the playoffs, but we could go on a deep run. I could really see that. So, you know, no, I don't think it would be wise to draft a quarterback at 8. I don't think it'd be wise at all. I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. I probably need to be careful, but in my opinion, it would not be the best move because you definitely need some edge rushers and you don't need a quarterback right now. You have at least 2 years, mm-hmm. if not three, to draft a quarterback. Even if you look at next year's talent and you're like, no, I don't like it, you have 3 years, potentially four, to draft a quarterback, because I think Kirk is everything that he is advertised to be, and I think he's going to be great. And if that is the case, he's here for three, potentially 4 years. Why are you drafting a quarterback in the first round?
And if you are drafting a quarterback soon and Jack Spade's not mentioned, I'm going to be upset. So we'll talk about the 80 on the run.
80 on the run. 80 on the run.
Invited to any
program. 80 on the run. Bare feet in the rain in 30-degree weather. No, it was 30 below, right? It was 30 below. Bare feet in the snow. 80 on the run.
It's a long story. Daniel Jeremiah, side note here, has the Falcons selecting Dallas Turner at 8 with his mock right now. Yeah. And we're going to get to draft notes in a minute, but we're still talking about what Raheem mentioned to the Falcon fans today during his quick call with Dave Archer. Big shout out to Dave Archer, too, as well. I'm going to reach out to Dave, see if we can get Dave here on the podcast. But he also said he feels good about the O-line, but you also have to add offensive linemen, too, as well. Like, you just can't be sound with what you have right now. He said possibly a swing tackle, maybe even another guard. He did give a shout out to the offensive lineman that we have here in the building. He says he thinks that this offensive lineman is probably one of the best in the league, which I think Falcon fans can agree from what we've seen in the past couple years. But then as he's talking, Terry, your second cousin's neighbor's friend's uncle, brother, Terry F. Baby in the background just starts yelling out of nowhere. So Terry's on the call too as well as Raheem's talking to Dave Archer. And I was sitting there listening like, is that Terry Fontenot in the background? So, once again, you're sitting there in the war room talking Falcons football with Dave Archer, but they're prepared for tomorrow night, Terry. And you can hear it, man. We've heard it all offseason with whenever Raheem speaks, he speaks highly of Terry Fontenot. Whenever Terry Fontenot speaks, he speaks highly of Raheem. That's how other coaches felt about Raheem. That's how other players felt about Raheem. But to hear when Raheem was talking on the call today with Dave Archer and Terry's in the background and they're laughing and joking, bro, it was like, it's getting you ready for draft night. Like, it's tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? As a Falcon fan, I felt good about that, man, because I know you're going to make the right selection so that way us, not even here on One Time for the Fan, all the fans in the chat, all the fans watching wherever, they're going to be prepared to start talking about who the Falcons selected and what he can do for this team. Because in 24 hours, it could be Dallas Turner. It could be Latu. It could be Jared Verse. It could be a corner. It could be Roman Daze. It could be a bunch of players that we don't even know right now. But when the Falcons make their selection, we have something to talk about. We have something to build off of. So I'm glad that this is just hours away. But for them to throw out this interview today with the fans felt good, man, because I'm super prepared to be for, you know, tomorrow night. But chat is live and lit. We're going to get back to the chat in a minute. Raheem also mentioned that Kyle Smith is doing a great job preparing Raheem and the staff for the draft. He said, set your vision for each player, either defensive or offensive players, not just one guy. And I think Falcon fans got to listen to that because some people are prepared to say it's one guy and they don't want to hear nobody else, right? Mm-hmm. They don't care who it is. It's this guy. And if it's not this guy, they're ready to bash, right? Don't do that. And we talked about that here on One Time for the Fan.
We did.
Get you a draft board of a bunch of players and do your notes on these players so that way when the Falcons select one of these guys, you can say, oh, I did some notes on this guy. Did some, you know, I went over and did my research on this guy. That's what you want to do here. You don't want to just say it's one guy. And if it's not this one guy, bash, bash, bash. No, yeah. Falcon fans, we're in this together, right, Terry?
Correct. And you also have to consider that, you know, that's a lot going on in that draft, man. Things can change at the drop of a hat. And the guy that you wanted may not be available, right? And a lot of people want Dallas Turner. Dallas Turner may not be there at 8 tomorrow. You know, we could argue that Latu would be there, but we don't know. Somebody could pull a rabbit out of a hat, and there you go, right? And you know, as the management team of the Falcons, you have to prepare for all scenarios, mm-hmm. right? You not only have to look at the draft pick, but does this guy fit into our system, right? Does he fit into what we're trying to do now? So you could have a situation where the guy you're looking for them to draft is great, but he doesn't fit our system, right? What's the guy, quarterback for San Francisco, Brock Purdy? What if Brock Purdy went to the Jets? I mean, can you imagine that? Would he be as successful as he is today? Probably not. He was fortunate, right? He fit into Kyle Shanahan's system, into his way of doing things. Now, did they know what they were getting at the time they drafted? Probably not. But the bottom line is, you know, you the way I look at the draft is, I don't know, man. Do you remember when you were a kid for Christmas? And, well, that might be a bad analogy, but I'm going to go with it. I never knew what my parents were going to get me. You know what I mean? My brother, it was, you know, my baby brother and I. Eric is actually my brother by my biological father.
Shout
but anyway.
Out Eric Parker, man. Shout out Eric
Parker. Shout out LBB. LBB. So, anyway, you know, it was two of us, right? We might get, there's no telling what we got. Mm-hmm. So, you learned at a young age to just be thankful for what you got. There were some Christmases that were great. There were some Christmases that were okay. Now, look, I appreciate it because there's some kids that don't get anything. And I'm not even here talking about that. I'm simply saying that you have to approach this draft with the mindset that they may not pick your guy and it's okay because they know what they're doing. Yeah. You have to trust them, right? There are a lot of great players in college. They're not all going to fit the offensive and defensive scheme that we run. They're just not. So if they're not going to fit the scheme, why draft them? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And again, with anything, so much of this is chance. Right? We could come in tomorrow and the Patriots could trade down. Right? And then all of a sudden, maybe you got, I don't know, Marvin Harrison Jr. staring you at the face at pick 8.
Yeah. So many things can happen within 24 hours, and I'm glad we're going to be live here on One Time for the Fan, too. Yeah. It's the draft hour, man. This is it. Yeah. We're getting to it. Joseph Avery's in the chat. He said, hey, fellas, how are y'all? Shannon Avery wants to know if we are staying at 8 or moving back to get picks because we may lose picks because of tampering. Rise up, go Falcons. That is another topic we're going to talk about later on tonight. The tampering issue seems to be clear for the Falcons for this year. I'm sure they're probably going to knock us next year or whatever. But as Falcon fans are joking about it, we're going to win the Super Bowl this year, so you can take the damn first round pick next year. But for fans here in the chat, I think the tampering issue was something, you know, when the Kirk Cousins news broke about the trainer talked to whoever, and then the NFL now wants to, you know, try to come after the Falcons. They did release some information, Adam Schefter saying that they need some more time for the investigation, so it's not really going to hurt, you know, tomorrow night's pick. But do we see us drafting back or staying at 8? Falcons haven't been known to really trade back in the past. Terry's a different GM, though. You never know what can happen. But you can get your guy at 8 and you can draft back. If you trade back and go to like 17, 18, 19, it's like, well, who are you going for? You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to like maybe the Raiders want to move up to 8, I don't think the Broncos want to do it. If the Vikings want to move up to 8, otherwise than that, I don't see any other sleeper teams. But the good thing about it is, Terry, we talked about this when we said how many teams needed quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And how many quarterbacks were available this offseason. Mm-hmm. Falcons mm-hmm. got their quarterback in the free agency, so now they can go ahead and sit at 8. They can trade back. They can collect more picks. What if the Raiders was to give us – swap the picks and then give us the second round? We can still get one of our pass rushers that Falcon fans were so much talking about, Dallas mm-hmm. Turner, Jared Verse, or a lot too. You can get a cornerback. You can get a Terrion Arnold, mm-hmm. right? You can get a couple people that – Falcon fans probably had on their draft board. So trading back ain't going to hurt you in this draft because there's a bunch of talent in this draft.
Yes, there's
a bunch of talent. This is why that 2016 has the feel to it because mm-hmm. there's so much talent in this draft, bro. I'm looking at players from the first round all the way to the last, bro. That's going to make this Falcon team raise the bar. You know what I'm saying? Whoever you plug next to Grady, whoever you're putting on the outside, whoever you're putting alongside A.J. Terrell, whoever's in the back there with Jesse Bates, whoever you're going to – if you add to the running back room with Bijan, and Tyler. Come on, bro. Like, look at the team that we're building here. And they're doing it around Kirk. They're doing it around Grady Jarrett. They're doing it around Jesse Bates, right? They already got some pieces in the building that we can work off of. Tomorrow night, this weekend is the rookie weekend. Like, let's congratulate all these rookies that's getting ready to be drafted into the NFL, because there are some fans here in the chat that have nephews and cousins and second cousins and neighbors that's playing for the Eagles and the Rams and the Cowboys. Big shout out to them too as well. Like, there's some people here in the chat that I know personally that has some family members that's going to other teams this weekend. They're not going to the Falcons, right? So big shout out to all these players that's getting drafted, right? Big shout out to Country too as well. Country, man, y'all better watch out for Country's nephew, bro.
Nephew, yeah.
Bruh, Country nephew going crazy.
He's legit.
Man. What up, Big Country? We might have to get him on the podcast. We might have to get him on the podcast.
We might have to. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something?
Going crazy. And that's a player that even in the future, Country as a diehard Falcon fan, if this young man makes it to the NFL, where he going to go? Yeah. Love to probably have him on the Falcons, but if the 49ers get him, guess what? That's Country family, man. Yeah. So there's fans here in the chat that have players that they know and, you know, however, you know, through every mutual relationship or friend, however, but all these players is getting drafted. Congratulations to you this weekend. But for the player that the Falcons select, you're getting ready to come in here and make a major impact, young man. And I can't wait. I can't wait. PSL holder, season ticket holder, my money's well spent on these Falcons, man. Well spent. You know, the schedule dropping in a couple weeks. And, of course, you know, the Rise Up Tour, we're going to be out here going crazy on these games, these away games. So we'll talk about that, too, as well, coming up. Raheem also mentioned about building the winning culture. Talks about the team meeting has themes involve energy or communication or even outrun the South. You're hearing things like that, Terry. He's building these environments, this culture in the locker room, on and off the field. Is that Raheem Morris for you, Terry?
It definitely is. It's any winning coach for you. You know, look, if you look at the Detroit Lions from where they started, when you look at Dan Campbell's initial interview, you were thinking, this guy's crazy. But guess what? His players bought in. So much so that even his offensive and defensive coordinator took a look at the jobs they were interviewing for and said, you know what? I'm going to go back to Detroit. They didn't just do that by happenstance. It's because of the culture. And let me tell you something. Raheem could probably run for president when he retires from football because he's that charismatic, right? He makes you want to run through a wall. If Raheem comes to your house tomorrow and says, Jack, hey, listen, we need you to do this for the Falcons. Da, 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 da. Are you going to tell him no? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, yeah, he's building a culture of winning. He's building a culture of brotherhood. He's building a culture of accountability. He's building a culture of transparency. And I'm all here for it. And I think you're going to see the translation onto the field very quickly. Because look at the guys that are coming out advertising for this guy. What's his name? The cornerback, Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is not the most amenable personality. He's not warm and cuddly. He's not the friendliest guy, right? But he is honest, blatantly honest. So when you got a guy like that, you know, what that tells me is, number one, what Raheem is selling is truth. It's the fact. And if you follow it, you're going to win, because otherwise you wouldn't have this guy coming to bat for him. You just wouldn't. So, yeah, I think we're building a winning culture. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see what we do. And I've yet to see a negative. I think the Falcons hit a home run with this hire. I think they hit a home run with the signing of Kirk Cousins. I think everything they've done leading up to this point has been a building block for success. What's up, Smitty, by the way? And, I think it's going to be great, man. I've stood by it. I'm going to go with 11 wins this year. And I got to think that our Falcons brain trust is going to be, they're going to have a good draft. I do have a question for you, right? I do have a question. It's a three-pronged question. Yep. Number one, you're going to the draft tomorrow. Who is the person that if the Falcons draft, you're like, you know, I don't know, you know. I mean, obviously you're going to support them, but in the back of your mind, you're like, ah. The other one is, who's the player that if the Falcons draft, it's not necessarily need, but you're going to be like, man, we got this guy. And then who's the guy that if the Falcons draft, you're going to be like, yep, that's what we needed. Great. Perfect.
I would have to say Penix at 8 for the first question.
Yep.
Because they do select the quarterback. And big shout to John Brooks in the chat. He is saying, no, you definitely need to go ahead and draft the quarterback and look at the situation with Kurt and so forth. And I totally understand it. And if they do go Penix at 8, and if it is the guy and that's the quarterback of the future and they build around what they have going with that, I have no problem with that. I'm a diehard Atlanta Falcon fan. I'm going to support that, right? I just don't want my quarterback at 8 holding the clipboard on the sideline.
Right, correct.
My second round pick and my third round pick and my 4th, 5th, 6th is on the field. And who knows if Kurt pans out? And it's like, well, what are we doing? I'd rather see the first round pick on the field. But then again, the second question, I would have to say Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Because he has been a player that I think has, you know, wowed me in the past couple weeks here as a fan. I've watched some tape of him. A lot of fans have told me about, you know, looking at some of his highlights and going back and watch some of his games, which I haven't had the opportunity to see all the games. But the highlights and the breakdowns that I've seen of him in the past couple weeks has me like, okay, if they go cornerback or maybe Terrion Arnold. I watched his path to the draft the other day. I watched some of his highlights too as well. I'm a big dog fan. So, of course, you know, Terrion Arnold being, you know, out there in where he was, you know, it's go dogs. But I had a chance to watch Terrion Arnold, and I think he's a terrific player too as well, right? So I'm not upset if they go corner with that, you know, first round pick. And it's like, okay, I see what they want to do here. And then the last one, I mean, Latu versus and Turner. Latu versus Turner. Like, let's we've been talking about this for a while, Falcon fans. And if it's going to be Latu tomorrow, big shout out to Latu because they're rewarding Jimmy Lake, somebody that Jimmy Lake definitely knows. I think fans are somewhat concerned about the injury. Big shout out to Pound for Pound. He was on the channel that he mentioned, you know, the Cowboys linebacker who only played like 4 or 5 years with that same injury. But I think with this team, if you're getting out of, you know, the what you see in Latu, and if you've done your evaluation the correct way, if you've done your due diligence the correct way, like how the Falcons have, maybe they see that this kid is, you know, this could be the long-term fit. If it's Jared Verse, big shout out to Verse. Who, once again, whoever it's going to be, but that last question, Verse, Latu, and Dallas Turner. I'll be my ultimate surprise shocker. Like, I'm probably flipping the table if they go wide receiver.
All right, so to point, right? To that point, because you know exactly where I'm going. Because we've talked about this on and off camera. All right, so for me, I agree. If you take Penix at 8, I'm going to be like, what are we? I mean, again, hey, I'm all about the name on the front, but, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, what are we doing, right? But if we take Marvin Harrison Jr. at number 8 tomorrow, you seen that that thing on Facebook where it's like people get up and dance and they're like, the song Gonna Make You Sweat, and it's like, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. Bro. I'm going to be doing this tomorrow. This is what I'm going to be doing. Man, I'm going to be, man, look, I don't care what anybody says, and I know it's going to piss some people off. If we get Marvin Harrison Jr., I'm going to get up and dance. That's a promise right here. You heard it first. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a song queued up.
I may be shocked.
Hey.
Once again, I'm not turning in my Falcon card. I'm not giving up my season tickets. I'm still getting ready for the schedule to drop to go on the road. I'm going to respect the decision the Falcons make.
Absolutely. But
what do you want me to do here? Like, y'all see who I am?
I'm just saying, if we get Marvin Harrison Jr. tomorrow, I don't know what I'll do, Jack, but I'll be ecstatic. And then the last one for me, it's like you said, Latu, Turner, Verse, either or, I'm fine with it. We needed it. It was a need. I'll be happy. All is well. Yeah, it'll be good to go. But yeah, man, we get Marvin Harrison. Oh my God.
Here's the wild part, Terry, because we're going over this first topic here on One Time for the Fan. It's been a week since we had a show here, but we have like 6 other topics to get to, and we're still talking about Raheem's comments. The chat is live. The chat is lit. Tomorrow night, we are back here One Time for the Fan. The show starts at 7:30. Podcast is at 7:30. We got some special guests joining us as soon as the show starts. We got some special guests that's going to be joining us. This fucking Tito's is going crazy. I love it. I should have poured some more. But I feel good being back because I want fans to know that, you know, Raheem, Terry, the staff, the crew, they're building a winning culture. And Raheem keeps mentioning it. But another thing he keeps mentioning here, he talked about Kyle Shanahan on the call again, too. He talked about McVay on the call. He talked about LaFleur on the call. He talked about TJ Yates back when he was here during the Shanahan system. He talked about Zach Robinson. Falcon fans, we're getting ready to see something special. And if you get back that Shanahan-style offense, if you get back that Raheem Morris, Sean McVay system, you're going to win a Super Bowl. He mentioned that even in the – he mentioned that on the call about being with the Rams. It felt like they knew the Super Bowl was coming. Like the culture was there. The environment was there. Falcon fans, do you not feel the environment that it could happen in the next 4 years? Do you not feel the room? Like how many athletes – I'm sorry. Star athletes are playing for the Falcons right now. Like – you have some talent to go in there and get it done. And then you have Terry who's helping out when it comes to, you know, the behind the scenes with the money, making sure that we don't go in the hole. Because you still want to see Grady here long term. You want to see AJ long term. You want to see Kyle long term. You want to see Jesse forever. You want to see Bijan be here forever. It's possible that can happen when you got a guy like Terry Fontenot working the numbers back there. We're doing good, man. We're doing good. Raheem also mentioned about loving to go back to the MBS, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Says unfinished business. He said he wants to bring the first playoff game to the city. And we talked about that here in Atlanta. We talked about that on this podcast. Punching your ticket, Terry. Fans kept saying, oh, you make the playoffs, oh, that ain't shit. Do you know how big it is to make the playoffs?
Hey, man, anything can happen. All you got to do is ask the 2007-2011 Giants, what up, LBB? What's up, man? That's my brother, y'all. What's up, man? I forgot what I was. Oh, yeah. Just ask the 2007 Giants and 2011 Giants. They both won Super Bowls, both of them, and both were wild cards, and both didn't win 10 games. So look, if you and this is across sports, with the exception of basketball, a little bit. For the most part, when you talk about playoffs and winning, it's the team that gets hot. The best team does not always win. The best team for that regular season does not always win a championship. Sometimes they do. A lot of times they don't, right? So if you can get in there, if you can run that ball in wintertime, if you can play defense in wintertime and keep that ball away, you got a shot. And we got a quarterback that, again, is an elite processor. We got a shot. We got a shot, man.
He also mentioned lessons learned about this season.
Yeah.
A quote from Kobe Bryant. The man mentioned Kobe Bryant in the interview today. That had me like, whoa. It's very much possible we're about to win this ring. Terry, Raheem, the staff, the crew, they are building something amazing out there in Flowery Branch.
They are. I think
Falcon fans need to look at this and say, this team is much better than we think it is. And the rookies haven't even gotten the building yet. And don't forget about the pieces you can add after the draft, too, as well. Don't forget about the pieces you can add going into the preseason, too, as well. There's going to be some moves made, of course, in the next 24, 48, 72 hours and so forth. But even after that, there's still going to be some players that they can help build this roster. There's going to be some players possibly leaving by June 1st and so forth. So, Falcon fans, just be prepared for what this team is getting ready to do. But just a quick chat with Raheem and Dave Archer, that 30-minute conversation took up almost an hour here on One Time for the Fan. So, we love bringing this content. I can tell you that when it comes talking to the Falcons fans, chat is live. Chat is lit. Let's go down to the chat here. Carlo Wiggins is in the chat. He said, what's up? Falcons family's lit. He is lit in the chat. Quentin Lavender is in the chat. He said, don't forget about Byron Murphy. Might be there too as well. You see how some players are mentioning even other draft picks that fans might forget about. I mean, Byron Murphy is an outstanding talent. So he could be a good fit here too for Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's going down in a major way. Eric Parker's in the chat too as well. Another thing we got to talk about, Terry, and this is very important. Falcon fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcast. And of course, we got some more stuff coming up that y'all will definitely enjoy. Let's talk about the GOAT
here in Matthew Atlanta. Matthew Thomas Ryan.
They give a big shout out to Matt Ryan.
Yes. Yes.
Now we're gonna go ahead. I know there's probably a couple people listening that's gonna jump in here and maybe start being disrespectful or saying some things, you know, out of character about Matt Ryan. But here at One Time for the Fan, we represent the team. We represent that organization on a fan level of just, you know, on a positive note, right? We want fans to go to the games, right? We want fans to show up and support. You know, stand up on third down, get loud. You know, we want fans to respect the everything about the organization. But when you got a guy by the names of Matt Ryan, who has done everything he could here to bring a championship to the city.
Top 10 all-time passing yards. Top 10 all-time passing yards. There have been 1,200 quarterbacks, 1,300 now, to grace the league of the NFL. Matt Ryan was in the top 10 passing yards. Matt Ryan was the first quarterback the Falcons had that gave us two consecutive winning seasons. Yep. Think about that, people. We're 55-year-old organization, and we had never had two consecutive winning seasons prior to Matthew Thomas Ryan being here. Say what you want to about the man. In my opinion, the stats, the action, what I've seen, first ballot Hall of Famer. And look, I love Michael Vick. You're not going to make me choose between the two. They are both Falcons. I love them both. But let's give the man his flowers. In my opinion, one of the greatest Falcons quarterbacks to ever play the game.
It's the greatest quarterback in Falcons history.
Yes.
Matt Ryan here. And as a Falcon fan, I understand that we didn't win the championship. But for what he did for the city, right? For what he did every single down here for Atlanta, putting on that equipment, putting on that helmet, getting out there and giving it his all for all those years. You have to stand up and congratulate Matt Ryan.
You have to.
It doesn't matter if you. I understand that he didn't get you to understand that had fell short, but for what he did.
And that wasn't Jake. I did it. Sorry. It's my one. It's my new one. You were gone, Jake from State Farm. But Jack, he had a quarterback rating of 144 in the Super Bowl. This was not his fault. Okay, let's go down the line. Number one, Devontae missed a block. Period. Number one. Number two, what's his name? Our center at the time had a broken leg. The guard went out in the fourth quarter. You couldn't run the ball. And lastly, Kyle should have kicked that damn field goal, man. And I'm sorry for the use of the word.
Field goal.
But hey, you throw that pass, which by the way was one of the greatest passes and the greatest catches. That was a great throw by Matt Ryan. That was an even better catch by Julio. Phenomenal. You're on the 20. Look, man, kneel on the ball and kick the damn field goal. The game's over. That's not on Matt. All right. You'd be angry if you want to, right? But that ain't on Matt. Again, Hall of Famer, and I gotta give the man his flowers.
So as we give Matt his flowers here on One Time for the Fan, if you're hearing that 2016 team that Raheem keeps mentioning, he was here.
He wants
to bring that back. I think that's why you kind of feel for some fans how they're looking at it. I mean, the Kirk Cousins fit of what they want kind of reminds you of Matt Ryan. Look at the numbers, right? Kirk Cousins is going to come in here and get the ball down the field. I know the injury is one thing because Matt Ryan never suffered an injury like that. I mean, Matt Ryan gave it his all. For every sack that he took, every hit that he took, what was he doing? He was getting up doing what? Going out there back in the huddle to go help his team. And I think here for Atlanta, Falcon fans saw that early, saw what he did to help bring this team, you know, to the playoffs, get this team to the Super Bowl. And in that year, man, like we felt it. Up until that fourth quarter, we felt it. So, Matt Ryan, thank you so much. Everything that you did here in Atlanta. I would love to see him in the future work somewhere with the Falcons.
Me too.
Because I think we're going to be Falcon fans here for a long time.
Amen.
So you never know. 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, he's actually, you know, in the room with the Falcons. Like, I'd love to have that happen. But I'm, of course, you know, I'm guessing right now he's enjoying, you know, his time off with his family. He has CBS too as well.
But for everything he's
done, we do thank you. Matt Ryan. Another person we want to give flowers to, man, Grady Jarrett.
Grady looks good. Have you seen Grady? Grady is cut up, man.
Yeah.
Grady looks like he could go be in a Mr. Olympia contest or something. Like, it's not too much fat. Like, Grady has been working out, bro.
Yeah.
Grady looks good.
If you look at a PFF report that came out recently, they went over the 2015 draft class, the highest career grades. You have Eric Armstead on the list, who's still in the NFL. You have Amari Cooper on the list. You have Leonard Williams on the list. You have Tyler Lockett on the list. You have Daniel Hunter, Adrian Amos, and Stephon Diggs on the list. And then you have Grady Jarrett sitting there at 89.9. on the list. So since 2015, Grady Jarrett's been wrecking shit. Yes, and even coming off this injury this year, he's still going to be wrecking shit. Yep. So just be prepared, Falcon fans, for who they put alongside Grady with this defensive line, whoever's going to be on the edge, they're going to be a cornerback, going to be secondary. They finna add some pieces to continue with Grady Jarrett's outstanding career so that way we can hope that Grady Jarrett can help get a ring here in Atlanta, right? The hometown kid gets a ring. That would be great. AJ Terrell, too, as well, gets his flowers, too, as well. I'm sure the Falcons are going to get that bread ready. Man's got the Falcon logo tatted. It seems like it's for life. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Grady Jarrett too as well. Terry, PFF ranking Grady Jarrett, one of the top 10 players still since 2015's draft class.
Agreed. Agree. 100%. 100% legit. Look, when Grady went out last year, we went down. that in and of itself, right? Baseball has a metric that's called WAR, or wins above replacement. I think Grady Jarrett is good for at least 3 Falcons win, and that's a lot for an individual player. Now, and I don't have the numbers to back that up, so take that for what it's worth. But the bottom line is, when he went out last year, we were not as good. When Onyemata went out last year, we were finished. You got both of those guys coming back this year, right? You got Eddie Goldman. Eddie, we'll see if you're here when it gets hot. Goldman coming back, clogging up the middle. Look, if things turn out the way we hope they turn out, man, it's going to be a fabulous defense, and Grady Jarrett is thick in the middle of it. So,
Falcon fans, agreed. Hit that like, share, and subscribe button one time for the fan. Don't forget, we're going live tomorrow night. Starts at 7:30. Podcast starts at 7:30. Of course, we talked about this earlier, but yes, Adam Schefter did report that the league's review into tampering allegations against the Falcons and Eagles is ongoing and will not conclude this week. So I know there were some fans that were asking about it in the chat. So yes, the Falcons probably ain't getting docked for that shit tomorrow. Praise God. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Hallelujah.
Avery's in the chat. Joseph Avery said, "Hey, fellas, I like Dallas turning at 8 because of the upside. What do y'all think and why go Falcons?" He's throwing one time for the fan emojis around. He's going love crazy it. In the chat. Big shout out to love Joseph it. Avery.
I'm Dallas good with Turner, it.
Any player that you look at that the Falcons have on their draft board has the upside. Look who we've drafted in the it. Past.
Yeah. If we take Dallas tomorrow, it's a good day. I don't have anything bad to say about it. Right. I don't have anything bad if they take Jarrett Verse. I don't have anything bad if they take Latu. I'm good. I have nothing bad to say about either one of them. Dallas Turner, of all three, to me, has the highest upside. Pure rusher, pure athlete. So you could do worse. You could do a lot worse than Dallas Turner. I'm good with it. I'm good with Dallas Turner at 8. And, you know, if we do that, in my humble opinion, it's a successful draft. What say you?
I think people would be just be shocked if certain players weren't selected on their draft board. Mm-hmm. That's just the biggest thing about tomorrow night. But you shouldn't be shocked, because if you've been listening to these podcasts and if you've been doing your homework, don't set your vision on one player.
Right.
It shouldn't be set on one player. Now, you can say that the Falcons are going to select this guy and still have a draft board of a bunch of other people that you don't have a problem with.
Right.
But don't just say it's one player and you don't have a care for anybody else in the world.
Correct.
That's what you're going to be mad at if the Falcons don't select your player. And then if they do select that player, I know you're probably going to start gloating in people's faces like, yeah, how you like that? How you like that? I mean, we all have our draft boards.
Mm-hmm.
We all did our mocks. Mm-hmm. We all have players that we've watched and scouted and said, this guy would work well for the Falcons. but it's who the Falcons select.
Correct.
Not one time for the fan. Not correct. Joseph Avery. Not Tim Riley. Big shout out to Tim Riley in the chat. Not Millie Mills. It's who correct. The Falcons select.
Correct.
And we're going to sit here and get ready for that show tomorrow and just be excited because, man, when we turn on this podcast at 7:30, we got special guests joining us. We got Falcon fans is going to be joining us. The chat will be live. Chat will be lit. We want everybody to be here. There's a lot of other content creators, too, as well, that's going to be going live. So if you want to go channel to channel and go back and chat with everybody, go right ahead. If you want to put a one time for the fan on your TV and you're watching one on your computer and got another one on your phone, go right ahead. Because tomorrow night is going to be a great moment for Falcon fans because we get a chance to put this to rest. There's no more mocks, right? There's no more speculation. There's no more rumors. Will the Falcons trade back? Will the Falcons do this? We're going to find out. Around this time, here's the cool thing. Around this time tomorrow at 9, we probably won't be near the pick either. It'll probably be around the no, because the show starts at 8.
We're pick eight.
And the NFL has to do their commentary, and then they have to do their advertisement. Then they have to get this guy on and interview him. And then don't forget, when the pick goes in now, they're going to have about 10 minutes on the clock, and it's going to go down to about 2 or 3. And then they got to do the interview with the player afterwards. And it just doesn't move as fast as day 2, day 3. They got to fill those time slots for advertisement.
Right. You're right.
So at 9 o'clock tomorrow, I'm looking at we're probably around the 5th pick. Fourth pick around there should be. Yeah. Well, I know last year's draft show was around 3.5 hours. So yeah,
it's 32 picks in the first round, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to be done by 11:30 or 12, that's 8 into 32 goes 4 times. Okay.
When it gets around the 16th, 17th pick, they kind of move a little bit quicker, but not as fast, but still that top 10 pick. Oh, it's going to go an hour and some change. Okay. They're going to drag that thing on out. So, Falcon fans in the chat, if you're here tomorrow night, hit that like, hit that share, hit that subscribe button, hashtag one time for the fan. Tell your Falcons friends, tell your Falcons family. Eric Parker said in the chat, it's loud too. Matter of fact, Falcon fans in the chat, let's do this. You're watching and you're listening right now. In the chat right now, who do you think the Falcons will select? You know, a lot of times we don't do that here on One Time for the Fan. I don't think we've done that on the podcast. But because it's 24 hours away, I want to hear your thoughts. I want to know, who do you think the Falcons will select tomorrow night at 8?
Right LBB here in the chat. Said Latu. LBB said Latu. Parker
said Latu. If it is Latu, you can't go wrong with that. You cannot go wrong with that. I know the injuries some people may be concerned about. But the Falcons are doing their homework. Just like Eric Parker did his homework.
That's right. He definitely does homework.
It's going to be Latu. But guess what? Eric Parker, and I'm telling you right now, Eric Parker is a fan where if it is not Latu, I know he's not upset. Because I know Eric Parker. Terry, I think you know Eric Parker better than me.
I do.
You're his brother.
He's my brother. So, yes.
I'm telling you. I know him well. Fans that are going to be excited about who the Falcons are going to select. But Eric Parker is saying Latu. Tim Riley said tomorrow, I will be here for the chat. Hey, we are live. We are lit. Tim Riley, when you come to camp this year too as well, we got to link up, man. I got something for you. When you come to camp this year, let's link up. Quentin Lavender said, we can't control the draft. We can't control the support for the brand and whatever choice they make. We can't control that. Definitely.
Love it, Q. Love it, Q.
Big shout out to Big Q.
I love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, go back in there and edit the comments.
100%.
D.A. Hunter's in the chat. He said it's Dallas Turner.
What up, D.A.? He said it's Dallas Turner. What up, D.A.?
What
are you drinking? Tito's?
Tito's, but it's upstairs, so I'm all out. It's just
I'm drinking wine. You'll have to excuse my lack of refinement tonight. I don't have any wine glasses, but you put me in the mood, so I'm just going to drink it straight from the bottle. To anybody who's offended, hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, man, we turning up. This is what Falcon fans do. But if you are watching, if you are listening, even after the podcast, in the chat, who do you think the Falcons will select tomorrow night at 8. Quentin said it's Jack Spate. What my football?
80 on the run, barefoot, running through glass.
I'd show you the throw right here.
Running through glass.
I don't have my football with me.
You now, legend has it you broke 5 tackles. Is that it?
So it's around 3, about 3 or 4.
Guy hanging off your leg. Yeah. Okay.
Edge rusher got up twice. Tim Riley said, I will be here with y'all tomorrow night. Dallas Turner pick at 8. Dallas the Beast Turner. We have fans in the chat is saying Dallas Turner right now in the chat. Sonia Norwood is in the chat. She is saying it's Dallas Turner. Uh-oh.
All right, Ms. Norwood. Uh-oh. I see
a
you.
A lot of Dallas Turner fans in the chat. Hold on. Kendis is in the chat. He said Byron Murphy the second or Penix because we might lose a first next year, so they grab their quarterback now. You, Kendis said, wait a minute. He's trying to steal second.
You know what?
I had to get him out real quick.
Look at Kendis
in the chat.
I don't think they do it, but that is a thought. That is a thought because that is a possibility. Because supposedly this penalty is supposed to be severe. Now, do I think they'll do it? No, but it does put a little doubt in your mind. That's why, look, Jack, when they did it, when they went to sit with Penix, I thought it was genius. Because guess what? We're still here talking about it. Well, we're still here talking about it. And some team tomorrow is going to think about that and be like, you know, they may get Penix, you know, or could. Let's trade up to get him. Mm-hmm. You know, like you could have four or five quarterbacks go before you get to us, at least four. Right. I tell you, the wild card is going to be Arizona because they need so much. Mm-hmm. They don't need a quarterback, but they need a whole team.
That 4 and 5 could mess things up right there. Cause I think 1, 2, and 3 is quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. 1, 2, and 3 is definitely quarterback. Arizona needs a team. Mm-hmm. So if it's any team that's willing to trade back, it would be them. And I think that's where Minnesota would go because they got 2 first-round picks, right?
I'm so looking at Arizona. Like, how do you trade back and leave Marvin and just say no to Marvin Harrison? Like, the last Marvin team you had of any value was
I hear you. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Mr. Marvin Harrison, sir. I mean, it's well chronicled, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't, right? I mean, you gotta consider it. Like, dude, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to any Cardinal fans, but they suck big donkey hooters. They're awful. Okay? They need a team. They need draft picks. So I could see them trading back with Minnesota to pick 11 and getting two first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could see that.
Falcon fans, hit the like, hit the share, hit the subscribe button. We are rounding the corner to 1,000 subscribers. We're getting closer. So it takes everybody, you know, to help us out here. Just tell your Falcons friends, tag your Falcons family. Once again, we are live tomorrow night starting at 7:30. I know most of y'all are ready for an 8 o'clock podcast, but 7:30 tomorrow, we're going to get you going here on One Time for the Fan. We do have some special guests that's going to be joining us too as well. Falcon fans in the chat, for some of you all that want to join the podcast tomorrow night, maybe it might be an opportunity for you to join the platform. But we're just going to try to keep the guests moving quickly because we have a long night of Falcons football. We're going to be in here well over 3 hours. I already know that, right? Yeah. But big shout out to Chase. Big shout out to Bodie. Big shout out to all the other content creators too as well. That's going to be having their channels. But, of course, One Time for the Fan will be in here tomorrow night at 7:30 talking Falcons football. Of course, you know, we went over Raheem the Dream talking to the fans today on these season ticket holder call. That was great to hear, you know, Raheem and Terry speak about the vision and the future of this team before tomorrow night. We give our shout outs and our flowers to Matt Ryan's. Congratulations on Matt Ryan's retirement. I hope they retire the number two, man. You know, I think that's something to look at. You know, I know fans would say, hold on, don't go that far. But, yeah, it's something to look at. I think Matt Ryan has done an outstanding job here.
Absolutely.
In Atlanta to get that type of recognition. And, of course, Julio is probably going to follow soon with his retirement if no team picks him up. But Julio is going to be one that's going to get his flowers here on the channel too as well.
Another first ballot Hall of Famer.
You know, and it's something to talk about. Grady Jarrett's still on top of his game. He got his flowers too as well. Since 2015, Grady Jarrett is still ranked on PFF's highest career grades in the NFL. So that's big to find out there too as well. As a Falcon fan, that, you know, Grady Jarrett coming off an injury still gets his flowers. from people that evaluate the game at a high level. Draft day eve, we are here. Falcon fans, it's 24 hours away. Around this time tomorrow, maybe we're around the fifth or sixth pick. We'll get closer to the Falcons pick at eight. What they're going to do, we're going to be more and more excited about the pick. I'm going to try to not drink until that pick close to there. I'm going to try to get – let me see. Okay, so NFL's path to the draft is saying that Marvin Harrison best fit would be the Chargers right now. So maybe that's probably Arizona trades out. Maybe Malik Nabers goes to the Cardinals. So, hey, we're not the big top draft gurus here, but this is what they're talking about on the channel too as well. So he's saying that Malik Nabers, what's his best fit? Let's see where Malik Nabers is going to go. The Falcons? What?
That's it. Wait a minute. Well, how'd that song go? Oh,
Mark's best fit for Malik Nabers, the Falcons.
Hey, I'm with it.
What?
I'm with it.
Said I'll be shocked.
Let's go.
Minutes ago, and NFL's path to the draft is speaking to one of their analysts. I can't get his last name. It's Mark something, but he's saying that the best fits for the wide receivers would be Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Chargers, Malik Nabers to the Falcons, and Roma Adazi to the Jets.
Kirk, go
to the draft. On NFL Network right now, a journalist just went on national TV 24 hours before the draft, as I'm doing a podcast, to say that Malik Nabers would be the fit for the Falcons.
Yep, that's right. Hey, and look, same thing if you take – I got to be honest, man. I'm partial to wide receiver, okay? Say what you will. I know. We all have our flaws. I'm partial to wide receiver. But if we take Malik Nabers tomorrow, Jack, hey, man.
We're flipping the table.
You know what it is. You already know what it is, Jack. You know what it is. I'm just saying.
Did they take Malik Nabers or a wide receiver tomorrow night at 8, I better get a call day 2 because you still need a QB3. And I think if you go on wide receiver, hey, Terry F. Baby, Terry Fontenot, my dog, Raheem. You're probably watching. You're probably going to. They seem like the type of brothers that'll be on YouTube, like, let's check out this shit. You know what I'm saying? Check out this podcast. Raheem, Terry, I rock with you.
Holla at your boy. Receiver
tomorrow night.
Holla at your boy. Look. If you take Dunsey, if you take Nabers, if you take Mr. Harrison Jr., bro, I'm gonna have to get up and dance on that one. Now, other than that, I'm good. But I'm, you know, and my brother's probably watching this right now, going, "You're so stupid." But whatever. What I guarantee you, that's what he's doing. It's like, "You're so stupid." But
if they whatever, get a wide receiver at 8, I would be shocked for that moment. But guess what?
I would be shocked.
It doesn't take me out of who I am as a fan.
Absolutely not.
Straight to guess what? We about to wreck shit. I'm already prepared. My receiver is on my board. I got it. All those players. Nabers, Harrison, I've already did my work on them. I ain't got no problem with it. I would be shocked because that's the route that they're going, but it doesn't stop who I am as a fan. Now, we're going crazy now.
Bro, I'm going crazy now. 35 points a game. If we grab one of them tomorrow, it's all about 35 points a game. Okay, 40, whatever. But
if it's Dallas Turner, same way. If it's Joe Alt, same way. I understand the vision of the Falcons the same way Terry and Raheem does because as this fan, I see the long-term goals, not just the short-term goals, but the long-term goals here too. So I see what route.
Yeah, I have no problem with Joe Alt. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with Dallas Turner. They're probably about 10 players. You know, I'm not saying I would have a problem with it. The only thing that would make me go, would be if you took a quarterback at 8. Right? But outside of that, whether it's tackle, whether it's receiver, whether it's cornerback, whether it's edge rusher, I'm good with it. Now, I prefer edge rusher. I know I've been talking about Marvin Harrison Jr., but I'd prefer an edge rusher. But I wouldn't be mad if they did it, right? I wouldn't be. Oh, my God, I wouldn't be. You know, honestly, if we take one of those receivers tomorrow, I'm playing the lotto. I'm playing the lottery. I'm doing that.
Falcon fans, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Tim Riley's here in the chat. He might even join us here tomorrow on the podcast. Matthew Bass is here in the chat. He said, "Rise up, fellas. Back from the down under just to catch the draft." Matthew Bass just got from back.
What up, Matthew? Australia.
We have diehard fans repping the Falcons everywhere they go. As you can see, Tim Riley just said, Path to the Draft is saying we need Malik Nabers. Would be the perfect fit for Cousins. I'm all in. Falcons fans, I was getting ready to end this podcast because I have a we have an esports podcast coming up tonight because we have our big D1 division championship finals against two top teams are playing tonight. So I'll be doing live commentary over there with another one of my good friends in the esports community. But it's gonna be crazy, man. Probably gonna have about probably more than 1,000 plus people in the chat because the podcast for esports is crazy. But yeah, it's going down in a major way, so I gotta get ready to head over there. But I can't believe at the end of the show, Path to the Draft would say Malik Nabers would be a fit.
I love it,
and it's like
I love it. I love it, and I know my brother's like, you're so stupid. My brother right now is in his car because I know him. Wherever he's driving to, he's like, I don't know what happened with that boy. His mama dropped him on his head. But, bro, look, I'm not saying they should do it, okay? But if they do, I'm not mad at it, Jack. Like, bro, if you're trying to tell me, if we draft Malik Nabers.
Hey, man.
Or Marvin Harrison Jr. You're not going to be excited about that offense. Bro, that's going to be must-see TV.
Fans set up their board in a way where they want to see, you know, the edge get drafted, the cornerback get drafted, the wide receiver get drafted. But I'm not the fan that's going to be upset. I would just be shocked is the word.
I would be shocked. Because
the way I look at it as, well, damn, you could have went wide receiver third, fourth round and still got, you know, probably some talent that you could have used going forward. But now I see maybe that's their wide receiver too. They did mention that Mooney and Moore, that they don't have a wide receiver too.
Correct. About right now. They said there'd be the competition, right?
It's a competition. So maybe if you go draft, if you draft Malik Nabers, that's him. That's your number two. I see the route they're going. If they go cornerback, I know why they're going cornerback. But whoever they draft at eight, I need on the field week one.
Agreed. We are in complete alignment on that. And look, I'm not saying they should draft a Roberts. I know I'm like all drinking the Kool-Aid or the wine in this instance, but I'm not saying they should draft a receiver. If you want my humble opinion, mm-hmm. I feel like it should be edge rusher, mm-hmm. but I'm not running the team. But if they do, mm-hmm. oh my Lord, if they do draft Malik Nabers or that man Morrison Harrison Jr. or Roma Odunze, I'm going to be excited.
Sheesh.
You're going to see me dance. I'm going to get up and dance. I might even flip a table, but it's going to be something.
I remember we had Carrie, who's going to be with us tomorrow night. She's going to talk Falcons football with us, but she was here last year when we made the pick. Bodie was on the podcast too as well, who's going to be here with us tomorrow night. When Bodie looked at his phone and looked up at the screen and smiled and was like, I know the pick. And I looked down, I was like, Bodie, don't tell me. Because Bodie had chose violence. He had chose Bijan Robinson.
That's what's up, Bodie.
So Bodie was like, y'all finna hate me in a matter of minutes. Because
Bodie,
a couple people on the podcast, Bodie, even myself, was saying it could be Jalen Carter. And we was going with Jalen Carter. But I understood why they didn't want to go with Jalen Carter. Not only just, you know, the off-the-field issues, but that was big about the zero tolerance with Arthur Blank. They don't play about that stuff here in Atlanta, right? They it's right there, same. It's like a couple minutes from, not too far from Athens and everything that happened. And I understand he's an outstanding player. I totally agree. But they do not play about off-the-field issues in Flowery Branch. And I know that.
They don't. Right?
They don't play. So when they saw Bijan, he's an outstanding guy. He's a community guy. Don't forget about the community guys that they talk about too as well. They mention home, right? They keep mentioning home and that family feeling, right? They keep talking about that. And they rewarded Zach Robinson with a family-style quarterback, Kirk Cousins, right? Now you got to reward Jimmy Lake, right? Raheem Morris got his guys. He's bringing people over from the Rams. The home, family feel this team, which why I could think it could possibly maybe be a Latu because of the fact of Jimmy Lake having the connection with Latu. Then again, you go over the connection with Dave Huxtable and Dallas Turner in Alabama, still here in Atlanta, right? So it's like I see where they can go either route. Antonio Hamilton, Kevin King, like I see where they brought in some of these players that have connections with some of these coaches. Eddie Goldman coming back too as well. So for Falcon fans, tomorrow night, let's just be excited for whoever the Falcons draft. because I need people in this chat tomorrow or whatever content creator you're watching, wherever the bends or draft party you're at. I need you to be excited and turn to the people next to you and say, this guy is going to be about some business here in Atlanta, right? Yeah. Be excited for the guy. Do not say, why the hell did they go goddamn running back? Why did they go Pittman? These Falcons? I don't need to see those videos. I don't want to see those videos. I need to see the videos of welcome Malik Nabers. Welcome Marvin Harrison. Welcome Dallas Turner. Welcome whoever it is. We need to see some positivity because it just looks bad as the rookie if you're complaining on the first fucking video. I try not to curse.
It's only one for today, buddy.
Okay,
it's only one for today. That's your one.
You don't want to be seen on the videos crying about the Falcons pick because it wasn't your guy.
It wasn't.
Be excited about who the Falcons select because the team is not only built around this rookie. Rookie's not the only player on the team. Right, he's coming here to make an impact with some other guys around him who's going to help coach him, leadership, accountability, some veterans around him, Grady Jarrett who can help him, Jesse Bates who's around him. That's what this weekend's all about, right?
You know what else, Jack? We don't see the pieces of the puzzle that they do.
That's true.
So, you know, as a GM, you have to see your team holistically.
Yes.
You have to see how each piece fits together, you know. What are they looking for from the offense? Well, in order to run this, we need 4,500 yards from the quarterback. It's going to divvy it up as so. Okay. We don't know. We don't know what the plan is. We don't know what the overall motif is. If you follow the Braves, Alex Anthopoulos is the best at.
Shout out to the Braves, too. They wrecking shit right now.
That's right. Addressing certain needs, right? So in 2021, Ronald Acuna went down. Alex went out and traded for four outfielders. Four. Now, they didn't think anything of it at the time, but collectively, they all contributed to the World Series championship. So sometimes it's not about one guy.
Yeah.
Right? The sum of the parts as a whole is what it's about, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, I mean, whatever. If we get Joe Alt tomorrow, I'm fine with it. Joe Alt is a stud, right? Now, you probably would have to trade McGarry and whatever, whatever. But my point is, we have to keep an open mind and understand that we see one part of it. We don't see the overall motif that the GM does.
Yes.
Right. We don't see how each piece fits together. Yeah. We don't see how each piece is going to be coached along or developed by our coaching staff. So we just kind of have to, forgive me for saying this, trust the process.
That's true. Right? Because if you take any one of us here in the chat, any one of us here as a Falcon fan and go into the room tomorrow night with the Falcons, you understand it and come back out of it and say, you guys have no idea. You guys have no idea.
Absolutely.
Anybody, right. I guarantee you, ATL Diva, Sonya Norwood, Tim Riley, Deke Ruffin, Damon Jones. Big shout out to Damon Jones in the chat too as well. Anybody here that goes into that war room tomorrow night, Terry, you look like your twin, man. I was about to say, is that Terry in the chat talking to us?
Oh, you know what? He's a good looking dude. He's a good looking dude. Yeah.
So if you go to Terry and Raheem and Arthur and everybody in that war room tomorrow night, any one of us in that chat go in there and sit and see what they went through the past couple weeks. Matter of fact, let's go back to when they mentioned Desmond Ridder back when he was playing against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Bro, they go back to scouting players that you never even thought that they had this. Wait, when did you guys start scouting this guy?
Correct.
So you do not know.
Correct.
ATL Diva, a.k.a. Sade. We do not know. But any one of us tomorrow night can go in that war room, walk out of there, and would be just amazed at what they learned in probably that 3 hour span with Terry and Kyle and Kyle Smith and whatchamacallit, Zach Robinson and all that scouting group department. It's bigger than what we imagine here, Falcon fans. Absolutely. So when they say Dallas Turner, if they say Latu, they say trade back and it's going to be a verse or Cooper DeJean or it could be Terry and Arnold, whoever, they've done their homework. They know what fits. They know what they need. And us as fans have to go and stand up and applaud the Falcons because Jesse Bates is a Falcon. AJ Terrell is a Falcon. Kyle Pitts is a Falcon. Yeah. Bijan Robinson is a Falcon. Chris Lindstrom is a Falcon. Drake London is a Falcon. I can keep going on about I was getting ready to curse again, about what we're getting ready to do this season.
Yeah.
And now we're adding some more pieces to the puzzle. Hearing Terry and, I'm sorry, hearing Raheem say unfinished business, hearing him say he wants to bring that playoff game to Atlanta because he remembers that playoff game in 2016 before we went from the Benz, before we went from the Dome to the Benz. Terry's back here for a purpose, Falcon fans. It's to finish the job. And tomorrow night we welcome, and of course this weekend, we welcome some new members of the Atlanta Falcons. And I think we need to stand up and applaud that, and hats off to them. That's my rant for the NFL, for the NFL draft right now. Because tomorrow night I'm ready. I'm live. Terry, you'll be here. Bodie will be here. So many other content creators is going live too as well. But we have some fans that will be on the chat, joining the podcast. We have some special guests too as well. We want fans just to be excited about the draft.
Yeah.
Our draft new show. Tomorrow night we'll have another hour and a half to keep going. Braves top of the ninth right now too as well, 3-1. We need to go ahead and get this dub.
Let's get it. Let's get it. But hey, you know what, Jack? So I guess what I'm so excited about is there have been times, and no disrespect to any previous regimes, where you just kind of knew, okay, we're gonna suck this year, right? You knew it. You were hopeful, but you're like, we don't really have a quarterback. We're probably gonna suck. I mean, you know, you can be an optimist, but if you know, you kind of had the idea this year. Hope springs eternal. Like, we could be a Super Bowl team. The world is our oyster. There is so much at our feet right now, and if we make the necessary moves, bro, we could be champions, and that's not a stretch. So I'm excited about tomorrow, bro. I cannot wait to sit down tomorrow, and I'm going to have my bottle of wine.
You're going to be sipping. I got my drink too as well. We're going to be excited. We're going to be excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while now. We've talked about, oh, the Falcons can trade this, or the Falcons can do this. 24 hours. I don't need to talk about what the Falcons can do. They're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
And we'll find out. Either way. Yeah. We'll find out.
This is great. And of course, the conversation of path to the draft has us going on here longer than we expected, but this is the pre-draft Eve show tomorrow night. Expect 3 hours or longer. And we're gonna have some fans here in the chat joining us talking Falcons football, some special guests too as well. And then of course after the draft, we've already set up some really good podcasts coming up with some special guests. Big shout out to Jay Envy. Some of y'all might know Jay Envy as the former, well, he's still the Atlanta Falcons, what, DJ, you can kind of say, when they bring him on to his when they bring him on to their platform to, you know, do the bends, or at the Georgia Dome, he was doing that too as well. So some of y'all might know Jay Envy. He's out there in Vietnam right now, but he's going to be back in a couple of days, and then he's going to join us too as well. We also have some draft analysts too as well, who's going to be joining us on this podcast, who study the draft. That's their job. Is they love to talk about these players and what they do and how they can make a major impact. And of course, he's also a Falcon fan too as well. So big shout out to Nick Pentecroft, who will be joining us too as well. Tim Riley said, I chose Bijan last year and my group cussed the hell out of me. My own group told me there was no way that would happen.
I this love year, it, Tim. I'm
picking the best player available. Tim, if your draft board is set up like my draft board or Terry's draft board or even ATL Divas draft board, we're all picking the best player available. The Falcons do as well. Is picking the best player available. We know what's getting ready to happen. Ray McCollum said, get ready for cornerback selection. Wait, Ray McCollum, don't give me another 15, 20 minutes on this podcast, man. I'm trying to end it.
I wouldn't be mad at a corner. I would not be. I'm not mad at anything, really. I just, you know, I'd probably need to take a drink if we picked a quarterback at pick number 8. I'm not going to lie. I need a moment. You know,
the only table flip tomorrow is if it's a punter or a kicker at 8. That's the only table flip, I promise. If it's a punter or kicker, I'll flip the table.
I would agree.
On everything I love, if it's a punter or a kicker, I'll flip the table live on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
If it's a punter or a kicker, I would.
What if he kicked an 80-yarder, though? Would you still be pissed? Like, if he regularly kicks 80-yarders, would you still be like,
well, I know guys that can throw for 80 on the run. So
you do. You see what Cheryl I did there? I teed it up for you. I teed it up for you. There you go. Okay.
Speaking of tee time too, as well, tee time this weekend. So after the draft, you get a chance to get out there and not only talk Falcons football with some buddies, but talk Braves too as well, and talk about the draft. Yeah. But we're gonna have probably another pop up show sometime this weekend. I believe Sunday we're gonna have another podcast. Got to check my schedule because now that I'm back, kind of tied up on a lot of things. So I need to go ahead and get some things situated quickly. But I think we should be here enough for this weekend to get some pop-up shows in. Terry, you're available too as well.
Of Bodie course.
Will be available.
What about Chase. Friday morning? Are we doing a Friday morning show?
Friday morning podcast is back. Definitely. We have a Friday morning podcast, Breakfast with One Time for the Fan. Go ahead and say that. We'll be live here probably either 8:30 or 9 we'll be live. So,
bro, we're getting after it this week. We are making up for lockdown. So that's Jesus, man. That's today, that's tomorrow, that's Friday, and that's Sunday.
Yeah.
We're getting after it. But hey, it's that time of year. So let's do it.
Falcon fans, big shout out to you all. Terry, before we get up out of here tonight, any shout outs for you and the crew?
Definitely, man. Shout out to my wife. Always keeping me on point. Always been a big help with my mom, man. Definitely shout out to my mother-in-law. Shout out to my daughter. Shout out to my son. Family, my mom, you know, getting a little better on the mend. Still taking it one day at a time. But praising the Lord, praising Jesus, she's getting better. Thankful for the fans. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it, man. I love this. I could talk about this all day and all night and really appreciate your support and encouragement and love you guys and appreciate you. And last but not least, of course, the host with the most, Mr. Jack, I just came from Brazil, Spade. Yeah, man, got to give you your flowers.
Neymar Jr.
Cannot thank you enough. And hey, man, as long as you keep inviting me, I will keep coming back. And, bro, I'm so excited about this draft, bro. Like, I probably won't sleep a bit tonight, man. Just real talk. I probably will not sleep. But anyway.
Braves just gave up two runs, as you was just mentioning that. They just gave up
two runs. Damn it, man. For real? Are you serious?
Yeah, error on. And they still got one on right now. They go ahead. There's zero outs. There's no outs right now in the top of the ninth. And Marlins still
got pitching?
Right now, it's Iglesias.
Oh, man. He must have hung a changeup. Okay. All right.
So that's kind of disappointing. But we might go ahead and we're going to finish this in the bottom of the ninth. Braves been playing pretty well. I think they had, like, what, one loss in, like, the past 10 games or so?
Yeah, they've been doing it, man. They're 16-6.
Yeah.
Hopefully about to be 17-6.
Yeah. Terry, we're going to get out there and see some baseball games too as well, man. I know you're a big baseball fan. So sometime in the next couple days, couple weeks, we'll look at some tickets and see what's going on. There we go. Braves, get them out. Let's move. Shout out to everybody in the chat, man. I want to say thank you all. Once again, we are rounding the corner to 1,000 subscribers. You know, we started at 1. But it really takes everybody here in the chat. I think people are just entertained by what we say here on One Time for the Fan because, you know, we bring the facts. We bring special guests here to the podcast. Falcon fans here to the podcast. We're live at home games, away games. Of course, you know what we do with the Rise Up Tour Fan Club, too, as well. So we're in the right avenue to let fans know that we're here to always remain positive about the team, the front office, and just the future, right? Because at the end of the day, we got to go to work tomorrow for most of us, right? Like, life goes on, like, back to life, back to reality. Like, the Falcons, that's their job. That's what they do. Like, they give us something to talk about, something to look forward to. But here, Sonya Norwood, Raymond Collins, like, we all have our lives that we have to take care of, right? So big shout out to everybody in the chat. Big shout out to all the Falcon fans that watch and listen to the channel, even if you're not a Falcon fan and you enjoy the channel. Big shout out to you, too. So what are y'all doing? Did he go home? Did he score? He grounded out?
He's out. Yeah, he's out.
Oh, I'm about to say. I saw one running around. I was like, man, what's going on?
No, he's out. That's
all
two.
Okay, that's good. Here we go. We're getting ready to get two now. So this is it right here, and probably Braves will end it in the bottom of the ninth. I'm a diehard fan. I'm doing my shout-outs, and I'm watching the Braves
game. That's called multitasking, sir. Nothing wrong with that. He's out. He's definitely out. Yeah, he didn't even come close to tagging the plate. He's out. Shit. Wait a minute. Let me see that again.
So it's diehard Falcon behavior. I want to say thank you all to everybody in the chat. A lot of people have been asking about, you know, the Rise Up Tour and, of course, you guys see the fan club and what's going on. We'll let y'all know what's going on, you know. So big shout out to everybody in the chat. Big shout out to everybody who's watching. Big shout out to everybody who's listening. We love you all here on One Time for the Fan. We want to make sure that you all continue watching One Time for the Fan and all the other content creators because at the end of the day, we're all going to be at the parade. We're all going to be celebrating the Super Bowl, right? So shout out to the Falcons because we do this for you all too as well. Terry, I'll see you tomorrow night, sir.
Tomorrow night, sir.
Be prepared.
Let's do it.
It's going to be a long night. I'm trying to think what I want for dinner. A welcome dinner for the rookie here.
Steak?
Lobster?
Steak. Oh.
Shrimp scampi?
Hey, I'm a steak man.
Okay. Let's see, man. I'm going to go ahead and look and see. We ain't going to might bust up. Hey, there we go, Braves. That's how you do it. That's how you round them up. That's how you round them up, baby.
Got him.
But yes, yeah. Falcon fans are going to be great tomorrow night. 7:30. We are live. So come on back to the podcast. And let's talk Falcons football. Terry, I'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow, brother.
Oh, this is going to be